Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
The EU has launched a pilot program to look into having a Europe-wide age verification, but some retailers aren't waiting. Before selling alcohol, cigarettes or vapes, some are turning to technology from my next guest. It's called My Checker, and it uses a special camera with AI technology to assess the age of customers, and usually it's quite accurate. Andrew O'Brien is the head of biometric at Innovative Technology, which created My Checker age verification system. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad, Andrew. Tell us a little bit more about how My Checker works.
Well, yeah, essentially, say I'm Andrew from Innovative Technology. So we do provide age estimation tools to help control access to age-restricted products or services. So like you say, alcohol, vapes, tobacco, knives, even age-restricted venues, like gaming venues. And we did it, maybe if I explain why we did it. There's an undeniable problem with youth access to age-restricted products, and there's increased penalties for serving the underage. So we asked ourselves, could we provide a tool to the retailer to help them in this, you know, vital task? Because enforcing age policies is not easy. Age is a judgment call. We have a precious few seconds to make this vital decision.
Mm.
And it can be affected by intimidation, fatigue, pressure to...
And fake ID as well, I'm sure.
And fake ID.
Yeah.
So essentially, I'm here talking to you this morning because, yes, we have created a tool. So essentially, it's a tool for the retailer to help them protect their business, protect their customer.
Yeah. And it's a physical device, is it, that you guys sell?
Yeah, it's a physical device. Everything is performed on the device itself.
Mm.
So, you know, people may have privacy concerns if you're looking at people's faces. What are you doing with my data? So everything is performed on the device itself. No information leaves the device, goes to the cloud. Everything is designed to be done on the hardware and be privacy preserving. It's designed to be quick, easy.
And accurate. How accurate is it? And also out of curiosity, have you tested it on your own face?
I have on my own face, and unfortunately, yeah, it tells me I'm old.
I shudder to think what age it would give me on a Monday morning after a weekend away. But how accurate is it, Andrew?
So we have been independently tested ourselves by a company just outside Manchester called ACCS. And for 18, 19, 20-year-olds, or that vital age in which we concentrate, we generally underestimate by less than a year. So what's called our mean absolute error is 0.94, so it's less than 1 year.
Mm.
So we know we're far more accurate than a human observer. And also, it's a machine, so it doesn't get tired, it doesn't get intimidated, and it doesn't feel pressure to serve people quickly.
Ah, right. Okay. And when you say it's accurate, it's you know, by less than 1 year, does that mean it says someone is 20 when they might be 19 or something like that?
It's essentially, it's designed to err to underestimate rather than overestimate.
And where are these devices made?
In the UK. So besides, in spite of my accent, I am based in outside Manchester, and we build, design all our own algorithms. So it's all based on neural networks. So it's a form of machine learning. The hardware is all put together in the factory in Oldham, just like I said, outside Manchester.
Mm.
So it's UK based. We're in hundreds of retail outlets in Ireland and the UK.
Oh, yeah. So you are selling in Ireland. And because I haven't seen them in action. So are they in retailers throughout the country?
In vaping shops. There's Hale Vaping, if I give them a shout out. They're using the device.
And is it 16 in this country to sell vapes?
18.
But can the retailer set whatever age it wants? In other words, can the retailer say, I want people to look safely 20 before I sell them something?
We always advise that we follow the Challenge 25 scenario. So we always advise people to set to 25 to give you that buffer.
Right. And it's used for alcohol purchases as well and for cigarettes.
For alcohol, cigarettes, energy drinks,
wow.
UK fireworks, In the US, we're in with cannabis machines and vending machines.
Could the system,
Just
Andrew, could the system offer a kind of a software solution to be built into a mobile phone? I ask because, as I mentioned in the outset, there's a growing movement hoping to restrict social media usage to over 16-year-olds only.
yeah, it can be. So we can also deploy our models into cloud. So you can have cloud access to get your answer. So we're part of a group called AVPA, which is the Age Verification Providers Association. And so we do work with many colleagues who are providing online solutions, whereas we want to concentrate on the offline solution because there is a problem. We know there's a problem with people accessing age-restricted goods, both offline and online. And of course, when I mean offline, I mean your brick and mortar shop, people walking in with fake IDs, getting access to age-restricted goods. And we believe, we do have a societal responsibility to protect the youth from accessing age-restricted goods.
No,
The goods are age-restricted for a reason. So we need to give a tool instead of just penalties, penalties, penalties to the retailers. Let's try to give them a tool to help them in this vital process.
And
Because it's not
are
easy.
you talking to a mobile phone providers along that? Are you talking to the likes of Samsung or Apple or Google?
We're not, no.
All right,
No, it's.
because isn't the direction of travel whereby everything gets built into the phone, and if you've got some sort of
That's. It's
cloud-based
supposed to be.
solution,
Yeah. It's still, as you may know, it's still kind of being
gestation.
debated the best way to actually do this. Who's the responsibility? Does the responsibility lie with the app provider, the hardware provider, or the website itself?
You already mentioned the privacy issues. People will be worried
Yeah.
that somehow their image will end up online or circulated or whatever it is.
Yeah, so for us, we don't store any image, store any data. There's no data is stored. So essentially how the technology works is we take a quick snapshot of your face, but we use that to landmark. We get these points on your face, and we use these landmarks then to calculate or estimate your age. So this is how the neural networks figure out who you are. We don't store any data. We don't take your ID. We don't take your name. We don't know where you live. All we do is a quick snapshot of your face. Everything is deleted afterwards. No data goes anywhere else. The device doesn't even have to have connection to the internet if the retailer doesn't want it.
Well,
It's all meant to be privacy preserving.
I suspect your business will be increasingly popular as the clampdown on social media use and abuse grows. Andrew, best of luck with it. That is Andrew O'Brien, the head of biometric at Innovative Technology, which created the MyChecker age verification system.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.